Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world filled with noise, distraction, and division, this podcast is a space to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover the deeper purpose of our lives. Inspired by the timeless words of Jesus, "Love your neighbor as yourself," we explore stories, ideas, and practices that remind us why love begins within. Because when we understand why love, we begin to understand why we're here. Today we're talking about Sabbath for the self, reclaiming rest as an act of love, and how pausing can actually increase our capacity to be present for others.
So here's the big question I want to hold with you for the next little while. What if rest, deliberate, sacred, and regular rest, is the first step to loving yourself, and by extension, loving your neighbor? What if reclaiming a rhythm of rest isn't selfish, but foundational to sustaining deep, compassionate connection? If you stay with me, you'll get a clearer sense of why rest heals, a personal story about burning out and finding a new rhythm, and three simple, faith-rooted practices you can try this week.
I want to share a moment from my own life, a memory that changed how I thought about rest. A few years ago, I hit a wall I didn't recognize until it was right in front of me. I was running hard, long days, meetings, a constant stream of notifications, trying to be everything for everyone. I remember sitting at my kitchen table at midnight, phone dimmed, but still buzzing with emails, and feeling a hollow kind of exhaustion, the kind that lives beneath caffeine and smiles. I felt disconnected from my family, from my faith, and even from myself. It wasn't dramatic, no burning building, just a steady, slow drain that made me smaller and less kind. At that moment, I realized I wasn't merely tired. I was losing the small center of myself that could offer love. I realized rest wasn't a luxury. It was a necessity for the life I wanted to live.
That realization changed everything. I started to practice intentional pauses, 30 minutes of silence between work and family time, a walk without my phone after lunch, a weekly hour where I read scripture and sat with nothing to fix. Those tiny Sabbath-like rhythms began to repair something inside me. Patience returned, my listening sharpened, and I could be present in a way I hadn't been in months. I want you to know, if you've ever felt that hollow tiredness, you are not lazy. You are not selfish. You have been running without rest in a culture that confuses busyness with worth. And there is a different way.
So why does rest actually renew us? Let's explore a few angles: spiritual, psychological, and cultural. Spiritually, the practice of Sabbath has always pointed toward identity, a reminder that our worth is not measured by productivity. The instruction to rest invites us to remember who we are, not just what we do. Psychologically, research shows that deliberate rest improves attention, reduces anxiety, and restores the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that helps us regulate emotion and empathize with others. Without that restoration, our reactivity goes up, and our capacity to connect goes down. Culturally, we live in a hurry economy, where phones prime us for constant reactivity. Notifications pull our attention outward and fragment the inner space we need to rest. That fragmentation makes it harder to love. We offer pieces of ourselves, tired and distracted, instead of full presence.
All of this ties back to the phrase we keep returning to, love your neighbor as yourself. That command assumes we know how to be with ourselves, to care for our own needs, to forgive our limitations, and to replenish our strength. When we practice Sabbath for the self, we are not removing ourselves from community work. We are investing in the capacity to love long term. Rest becomes a humble, practical act of stewardship. We manage our inner life so we can be steadier for others.
Now let me offer three simple, faith-rooted practices you can try this week. These are intentionally small. The goal is sustainability, not perfection. First, a 60-90-minute micro-Sabbath. Pick a regular window in your week, maybe an hour on Sunday afternoon or a Saturday morning, and treat it like a little sanctuary. Turn off notifications, step away from tasks, read something that nourishes you, take a short walk, or sit and pray. The shape of it matters less than the rhythm of returning to rest. Second, clear digital boundaries. Start with a tiny commitment. No phone for the first 30 minutes after you wake, and a no-phone rule at the dinner table. These small walls protect inner attention and foster better listening with the people who matter. Third, a brief forgiveness ritual to release perfectionism. Find a quiet minute, breathe deeply, and say to yourself, "I am forgiven for the things I could not do. I will begin again." Let that be soft and true. You can write it down, speak it aloud, or simply breathe it in. These three practices together create a scaffolding for rest that respects busy lives while honoring the deep need to be replenished. If you worry these practices are impractical because of work or family demands, start even smaller. A micro Sabbath can be 30 minutes. A digital boundary can begin with one meal. The point is not to add guilt, but to offer grace-filled experiments. Try one practice for a week and notice what shifts. And remember, rest is not avoidance. It's preparation. It allows you to return to responsibility with more clarity and compassion. Now, I want to invite you into a short reflection. If you're driving, please wait until you're parked. If you're sitting, make yourself comfortable. I'll guide this for about 2.5 minutes. Ready? Close your eyes if that feels safe. Take a slow breath in and out. Notice one place in your body where you feel tension. Don't fix it, just notice. Now think of one small thing you can do this week to offer yourself rest. It might be 20 minutes without your phone, a walk, or a cup of tea with no screens. Picture doing it. Who is present with you in that moment? How does your face soften? As you breathe, name one word that would help you receive rest. Maybe permission, grace, or peace. Hold that word gently. Let it sink into your chest. When you're ready, take one more slow breath and open your eyes, carrying that word with you.
Thank you for staying with that. I want to leave you with this closing thought. Practicing rest is not an indulgence. It's an expression of love. When we learn to care for our inner life with gentleness, we increase our capacity to listen, forgive, and show up for others in meaningful ways. Small rhythms of Sabbath for the self build a steadier heart. They remind us that we are beloved, not because of what we produce, but because we are human. Meg for connection.
Thank you for joining me today on Why I Love. If this conversation reminded you of the power of rest, starting with yourself, share this episode with someone who might need it. Subscribe so you don't miss future episodes, and consider trying one of the practices we talked about this week. Love who you are, and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Until next time, keep choosing love.